who's screwing you.
Y'all ready to have some fun tonight? We got a whole bunch of people getting screwed. So pick your mind up out of the gutter and join the fun. Come on! You'll never know just who's screwing you. All you're gonna know is just what you gotta do. You gotta sing the song and have some fun. There's a bunch of senses that you'll get to screw someone. We got Skywish. We got Valkyrie Celeste. We got Blackjack AB. And you know what they're here to do? That's right, screw you!
Hello and welcome to Who's Screwing You? I'm here with Blackjack AV.
What's up?
Sup. And Valkyrie Celeste.
Yo!
Woo!
Is Valkyrie, you at Starbucks?
Yeah, she's at Starbucks.
Or is there not? Okay. Because it was a little quiet earlier. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, it was like, quieter than normal, but we'll see if that keeps up, yo.
It was. I was sad. And then it got loud, like, when we started. So I was like, oh, wait.
Right, as soon as we're about to start recording.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, let's start talking.
Just our luck, right?
Oh, that girl who comes in here every Friday night. There she is over in the same spot she sits at every week with her laptop.
Yeah.
No.
Valk, you're so cool, for real. Like, you amaze me.
Do you have an ETA, Valk? Yeah, Valk's awesome. Do you have an ETA on when you're going to get new internet, Valk? Like an estimated time of arrival?
Oh, I don't know. I'm hoping like next month.
Oh,
but
nice.
We'll see.
So you heard it here first, folks. Valk gets her internet back next month, possibly.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this is Who's Screwing You, the show where contestants choose songs for each other and screw each other over, and it's going to be really fun. And we're already on week 5.
I'm excited. The screws have been getting harder each week. People have been getting more scared each week because they're like, fuck, I'm getting screwed now. Like, in the beginning, it was kind of easy. Like, people were like, oh, I want to hear so-and-so. But now I think they're getting, like, intense.
I know. I think it's because, like, a whole bunch of people started calling each other out. All of a sudden, like, this huge wave of, okay, I just got screwed. I'm tired of being nice. Like, I feel like that's what I keep reading in emails. Like, you know, I was nice up until this point, but I don't care anymore. Screw!
They're like, fuck it. Yeah, I'm really excited. Like,
Me too.
Like, towards the end, it's just going to be complete blood and guts and,
yeah, for real. Like, I'm looking at this list of songs for this week, and I'm like, man, there's not much that wasn't a screw. Well, I take that back. There's a lot of songs that were actually pretty nice in this list, but next week we'll see. Mm-hmm. Next week we'll see.
Who?
It's a good mix.
Valk, who would you like to see get screwed, Valk? Out of all the amazing.
Well, I'm excited to see Dylan get screwed because I know what he's doing.
What do you have to say about that, Sky? Dylan.
I know. I texted that today saying Dylan has to sing Sarah Brightman tonight, and she was like, yes!
Oh my god.
Sarah Brightman, I know.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Okay, let's get started. Let's do this.
Okay.
We have 9 contestants tonight left on the show, and of course they each have like a random song picked from a random person. And basically, we're going to hear all their songs, and then we're going to critique them. And then I will either reveal who gave them the song, if that person has given me permission, or I will just say, figure it out yourselves, because they're anonymous. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, we will discuss results, and it'll be a party. Yay. So first up.
And then the after party.
And then the after party, yes. So first up of the night, we have the lovely and talented Sasuya. Ooh. And she is singing Dancing on My Own by Robin. Hello?
Okay,
did
ready
I
to listen?
You guys? Sorry.
Yeah. No, I just saw it. I was like, should I speak or no?
I was like, I don't know if I lost you guys at all. All right. Everybody ready?
Yo.
Let's listen.
Hi, everyone. It's Sasia. I just want to give a huge shout out to Copper. I know you're not in WSI anymore, but I just wanted to say thank you so much for giving me the song. This has been my favorite song so far in the competition, and I really hope everyone enjoys it. And also, I wanted to bring up something else. I keep getting emails from somebody. They're anonymous. I don't know who they're from, and I'm assuming they're from this competition. But actually, let me just read one of these. It says, Sasia, you better drop out of Who's Screwing You or your pet doggy is gonna get it. Okay, guys, this is really freaking me out, so please stop. I mean, I have suspicions on who it is. I'm not going to drop any names right now, Nani. But I would really be happy if whoever is sending me these emails would stop. Thank you very much. And good luck, everybody. I'm really looking forward to hearing your songs.
Somebody said you got a new friend. Does she love you better than I can? The big black sky over my town. I know where you at, I bet she's around. Yeah, I know it's stupid. I just gotta see.
She's dancing on her own. That was Sasia singing, dancing on my own. By Robin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Robin was like the star that never quite made it in the USA, I think. But I like her a lot. Do you know Robin?
I know Sassy is going to make Robin famous.
Oh.
Or something like that.
Oh,
I don't know.
Sassy, you're going to make Robin famous. Yeah.
I don't know Robin. Now I do, though, because of Sassy. So
yeah. All right.
Who goes
first for the first critique?
What's on second?
What?
I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry.
I shall go. Did you hear her call out Nani?
I completely forgot about that.
Yes, that's like the second person that called out Nani. I'm like, oh my gosh. Nani, you are on everyone's hit list.
That was freaking awesome. I spent all day yesterday catching myself up with Sasia, and I really like Sasia. She's my freaking awesome. She's so funny. And all her things, and I love the intros. I hope you do an intro every single week, and hope you call out Nani almost every single week. That would be awesome. Yeah, thanks for the intro. I appreciated that.
Yeah, I like it when people do intros, and whoever's sending her those emails, gosh, you need to stop. That's ridiculous.
I think that's really from scary. This show. Yeah. Let me read it. So I'm tired of you on Who's Screwing You.
I love Sasia. She's so funny.
It's hard. Yeah, I'm gonna the intros. We're not gonna count that towards the song, but it makes it so entertaining.
Yeah,
so.
It really does.
Keep
them coming. Anyway, Sasia, critique time. I thought the effect on your voice was really cool. Throughout the whole thing, like when I first heard it, I was like, whoa, and then I got used to it, and I was like, woo. Same thing with your voice on the song. Like when I first heard it, I was like. Huh, like when you went to like the bridge chorus part, it almost sounded like too rocky for this song, but then I actually grew to like really like your version, and yeah, I just, this was legit. Le shrug. I think it was deed.
Yeah, I think it's sad that Sasia was in the bottom two last week. I don't know why. I think this is a great song to have, especially at this point in the competition.
Yeah, because it's like
I
a gift.
I think we have. This is the first song. Yeah. This is the first song. We haven't listened to the others yet. I'm just.
This is not a
I have
screw.
A feeling. Yeah, no. This is not a screw. And I don't know if we could let. I don't know if people could be that lenient at this point. But it was by Copper, too. Which, yeah. And she thanked him for it, too. I thought the girl on Girl You're Taking Home sounded a little. Very slightly off. I don't know. I don't know. That's just me. It sounded good.
Yeah,
I liked it a lot.
There were like a couple parts that were a little slow for me. Like just on her endings of phrases. Like off time slow, I mean. Not like slow dumb.
yeah. I really like the production quality of this too.
Yes. Like, it was so professional. Valk, would you like to critique Sasia?
I would.
Oh, baby.
Oh, Bourbon. You need to stop being nice, Sasia. You're like, I'm happy these people gave me this song. It's like, you should be like, I'm going to kill whoever gave me this song, even if it's good. A good choice for me. And be like, bam. And then you're like,
yeah, she's looking for a best friend.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can look for one on another show, but not this one.
Wrong show,
yeah. Oh my
god. Wrong show, exactly. I don't really have much to add. I thought this was cute, like, and your voice sounded good on it, and I like the energy. I just, like, want you to start screwing people and people screwing you over, because, like, you've gotten, well, like, last week you were screwed, yeah. I don't know, but, like, I want more. Screwing.
Yeah, it's like weird. I think Sasia has been given like hard songs to do, but not screws. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and yeah. I want like screws that are also hard at the same time.
we'll you will get your wish, Valk. I'm sure.
Blood shed. Yes. Okay.
Yay! Blood spilled.
I can't reveal who gave Sasia this song. So
I think I have a good feeling who gave it to her.
Who do you think gave it to her?
Copper, did he? If he didn't, then
I can't say. So
okay, you can't say. You
I
can't
know,
say.
I can't I'm doing. Say, so,
yeah. I'm doing Ambi this week, and I'm gonna
You're
have
gonna
my.
Figure it out?
I'm gonna figure it
That's
out.
Right,
I'm gonna
figure
it out.
I haven't told you guys this round. I haven't told them. That's fine.
Oh yeah, we don't know like any of them. I know like one. Yeah.
Also, I think someone asked this in the forum or in the Skype convo, but at the end of the whole show, we'll like post who did what, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. I have it in my little notebook. Everything is
nice.
Recorded. And it's gonna be like, there's also gonna be like awards like in Mafia. Like when people get awards, like MVP and like, well, actually,
like
be
in
like
Mufia?
MVS, where it'd be most valuable screwer, maybe. Okay. Yeah, we'll figure it out. Anyway, all next right. up is Snowfender. And Snowfender is singing The Final Countdown by Europe.
Da 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 da.
Da 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 da.
Baby.
Let's listen.
Thank you.
that was Snow Fender with the Final Countdown by Europe. Ultimate rock song. Yeah. Woo. All right. Shall I pass this to you, Blackjack?
Sure. Snow Fender. I liked this. It was all right. It was like, more like, I guess, vocally pretty than rocky for my taste. Mm-hmm. It wasn't bad at all. Like, but I just wish you would have, had more like rock with it.
Yeah. I agree. Know.
Yeah. Like, it's the Final Countdown. I want to be able to feel, you know, like, the epicness. Because this, like, this is, like...
He wants to feel it. He wants to feel the urgency. Like,
yeah, if I go to Google right now, I type in top 5 most epic songs, I bet Final Countdown will be on there.
For real.
And I just didn't feel that, like, epic factor behind it. But it's not... But at the same time, you didn't sing it bad at all. So, yeah, I don't know. What do you guys got?
Valky? See, I'm keeping it in order now. I'm, like, pro at this.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be sky blacked out.
Oh, yeah. I agree about the energy. Like, the back check was super epic, and, like, I was like, yeah, this is going to be awesome, because, like, the back check's, like, super triumphant and, like, eye of the tiger-esque. Then you like came in, and yeah, it was kind of like chill, and like, yeah, it sounded pretty, but it sounded like it needed to be like on a ballad, like the type of emotion you're saying, like a ballad or something. And I wanted to be like, like, Final Countdown, gonna kill you all and stuff.
Yeah, like punching buildings and shit.
Val still wants blood. Red rum, Val, red rum. Okay.
I really like the harmonies, though. Like, they were pretty... Like, yeah, you sang this really prettily, but I wanted more raw.
It felt more like a chill song than the Final Countdown. And, like, this song is a lot of fun to sing. Like, I know I sing it all the time just randomly because it's fun. but I definitely wanted more energy. And I think maybe part of the energy problem might have been this background track pick, because I know there's another one out there that, like, I don't know if it's like better or worse or anything, but it sounds more like unhollow, I guess. I don't know, this one, the backtrack, it wasn't like it was a bad backtrack, I liked it, but like I'm not
yeah this was like
but it's not
yeah this one was like really full, so you had to like bring the energy to match the backtrack, otherwise it was like gonna fall flat.
Yeah, it was just like I think, I don't know, the other one, I don't know. Anyway, I think especially where the energy hurts you is like at the end of phrases, because you would almost like it would overcome you. The backtrack would overcome you, and then I couldn't like always stay with you in a way, because it was like I'm losing the ends of your notes. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that makes sense at all. But I think if you had more energy, you would have like flown those end parts through. But... yeah. I don't think that it was bad by any means, though, because this is a super hard song to sing. And I think it was, like, one of those things where it's, like, it's a hard song, but I don't think it's, like, a super screw either, you know? Like, it's very approachable, and it's kind of, like, repetitive, so you really need to bring the energy, too. So...
yeah, this would be, like, if I was given this song, someone screwed just going to... the hell out of
this. Like, I would give this to someone to be like, have fun, not necessarily like screw
vocal, like, I don't know. Yeah,
I don't know, but anyway, Snow, I think it was good bit. Let me see if I could say about Snow Fender. Oh yes, I can. Autumn gave this to Snow Fender.
Well, that was Autumn
did that. Ooh.
Awesome. I got 2 people checked off my list. All right. Who's up next? Oh, I know who's up next.
Who's up next?
Up next is Melly doing a, what did we call it? A double trouble. Didn't we have a term for it last? double whammy.
I don't know. Something she's doing. Double screw.
Double whammy. A medley. I don't know.
A medley. She's doing two songs back to back. Let's listen.
Yeah, she's doing
yeah, a medley.
Because she was in the hospital last week, and she sent me this song literally the moment she got home, because there was just no way to send from her iPhone. But she got it in, and we're going to listen to her last week's song, and then we're going to critique that, and then we're going to listen to this week's song, and then we're going to critique that. And just like with Snow and Sassia, if anything falls below where we're cutting people, then like either one, like her lowest scoring song is where she's placed. That's the easiest way to say it.
Yeah.
So, good luck, Millie. Her first song is Don't Trust Me by 303. Woo! I'm so excited. This song makes me laugh. Yay! Yeah. Let's listen.